The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Chancery Royalty. The company's acquired two new royalties since we last spoke with Jeremy Gray, who's in charge there. Jeremy, what's the latest then?
Thanks, Alistair, and thanks for having us on Vox. Yes, we've acquired two new royalties, one in the Cariboo, and we're about to announce one in Central Asia. Both of those add at least 25% to our gold equivalent ounces production of 2027, and both start producing in June and August this year. So very nice additions to our current four royalties that we have. And as you remember, we started out this business with just one in December with the Liver Gold royalty in Finland, and now we have six. So we are definitely the fastest growing royalty company in the space.
I mean, it's a good time to be in royalties, isn't it? The gold price and the price of other metals too, very strong in recent months.
Well, look, we've used this opportunity with the war in Iran to actually pick up both of those royalties because both of them had other interested parties. They then obviously got nervous when the market sold off to 4,100, and that's our style. We go against the stream, and we always pick these up at the best time. And I think that's why we were successful, because of the sell-off down to 4,100 gold. And importantly, Alistair, our royalties are at $0 an ounce. So considering our overhead costs are very minimal, the margins are well in excess of 95%. So shareholders and investors get significant leverage to this rising market. And as you know, we think the market will be $7,000 an ounce by the end of this year.
Yeah, an amazing forecast. Let's see how that plays out. Now, tell us a little bit more about these two new royalties. Perhaps start with Cariboo, Jeremy.
Yeah, Cariboo is Buxton Resources. Lester Sorensen's been hard at it for 8 years. He's got three properties. These are placer alluvial mining operations. So generally, the royalty guys stay away from those because you can't drill them. We just love Lester's passion, his hard work ethic. He's 65 years old, and he wants to start production next month. So we might actually see some ounces as early as in May. So it's the business should do 7,000 to 8,000 ounces a year, which doesn't sound much, but we have a 6% life of mine royalty at $0 an ounce, no cap, no step down. So it adds about 400 to 450 gold equivalent ounces to our portfolio. And to put that in perspective, we're forecasting 4,000 gold equivalent ounces for 26, 8,000 ounces for 27, just under 12,000 ounces for 28, and up to 19,000 ounces when the beautiful Keffi royalty, and you know, Harry's a good client of yours, that starts kicking in, and we get to nearly 20,000 ounces.
Yeah, so you're pretty well set fair. In the broader context, what about this other new royalty then?
We're going to announce that next week. It's in Central Asia. It's a heap leach restart. It's a beautiful, simple operation. Resource of 300,000 ounces. We think there's much more to that with further drilling. Expect to produce in August, and the team's going to be on site in early May to start the work. So it's a 6% royalty also. The operation should produce 20,000 ounces near term and 30,000 longer term. So at 20,000 ounces, that's 1,200 gold equivalent ounces added to the portfolio for next year, and even some in Q4. So this is a pretty meaty, chunky deal for us. And, you know, it's that's really takes us to, I guess, the same size as Gold Royalty now in terms of gold equivalent ounces, and knocking on the door of Versamet and Elemental Royalties.
Yeah, so you said a moment ago you possibly the fastest growing royalty company around. Have you got more deals in your sights then?
Yes, we have one very substantial one that we hope to announce more so in Q3. It's one from our own stable, but more on that later. But, you know, it's interesting, right, because we've only started this business in December, and we have a track record of being gold miners. So, you know, we have Pilar Gold, we have Liver Gold, we bought that Tucano Gold in Amapá with the old Beedle Resources, Great Panther, and the beautiful Gold Road in Arizona, which is producing fantastic numbers right now for our silver byproduct for Chancery. So, look, we say, look, you know, if you can crack it in the mining industry, then the royalty game's a much easier proposition. And we're finding, actually, now that the word's out that we're growing so quickly, we're getting serious players approaching us who've got royalties that are stranded in a portfolio, wanting to roll those in for equity. And I've got lunch next week for one very substantial royalty outside of what we just discussed for 2,000 gold equivalent ounces. So they would happily roll in for equity. And, you know, it just all makes the more bigger story you become, the higher the valuation. And the current valuation for this round, Alice, is only 0.25 price to NAV. I think Elemental's about 2x. So we're 1/8 the valuation, but we're knocking on the door of their sort of size in the next 2 years.
So sounds like plenty of deals will be coming across your table then, Jeremy. That's a sign of a market that's in reasonably fine fettle.
I think also the word's out that we're very a handshake style of management, that when we say we do something, we do it. We don't lock people up into 6 months of due diligence, which is very much a concept the royalty guys make you do that. And as I've jokingly said before, they call themselves royalties because I think most of them think they are royalty. We are very straightforward to deal with. When we do a handshake, we do the deal. And I think with the Buxton in the Cariboo, we literally had a call with Lester 2 weeks ago. We put the first down payment of $650,000 down on Friday, which is a 2 week turnaround, which is unheard of. Lester's just so excited now that he's going to catch the season, because alluvial mining in the Cariboo, you can only do it during the from April to about the end of November. So yeah, we're excited about that. So we just, you know, we think very simply, and we know in the market where if we are right about 7,000 gold, every royalty we do is going to be highly accretive to our shareholders.
I mean, it will be amazing if gold goes to 7,000 and you guys have added another, five or six royalties in the meantime. I mean, you'll become quite a substantial proposition on anybody's terms.
And this is why, Alistair, we're going to announce next week our listing partner, our listing vehicle for the RTO in Canada. Canada is the home of the royalty space, and I think people will like what they read. So this puts us on track for a Q3 listing. A Q3 listing. I don't see any reason why we can't be a billion-dollar market cap. Our current pre-money valuation rounds is 120 million. And yeah, we're just the sky's the limit for us, and we're just so happy that things are really working out. And we also want to thank all of our amazing shareholders who've supported us since we started in December. We've got over 400 shareholders now, and that's growing at quite a clip at the moment. So if you're interested, just click on the link below for Alistair on your link there, and just we'll reach out to you because we're really excited about Chancery and where we're going.
Yeah, so just to be clear, investors or potential investors, anybody who's interested can click on the link below and you'll get in touch with them. And the opportunity is there for them to participate going forward.
100%. And you know, we've done this now for 7 years where our rounds, we do them at a good price. You know, like I give an example, Tucano, we did a 50 cent and a 70 cent round. I expect Tucano, which starts production in 2 weeks, it's the old Great Panther. I expect that to list at $5. Jefferies have got doing that transaction with Canaccord. Liver, we did at 50 cents and 80 cents. It's going to list in 2 weeks. In Canada, I think they'll come out at $3 to $4. So, you know, Gold Road, 50 cent seed round, listing with Nils and Svein Harald in Oslo in late May, and I think it'll come out at $4. So that's an 8x. So these are the style of valuations that we do run, because the more we do this, the more loyalty we grow. And the number of our shareholders have basically invested in all of our deals, all of our six companies, like Charlie Morgan, in every deal he's done, you know, like Nicola, you know, all these people have really backed us, you know, lots of, I could, Brendan, all these people have backed us and really excited about now us going public in the next, particularly with all these different companies.
So you mentioned the six companies, but as I understand it, this one is the main royalty company. What is it about the royalty model that you find appealing at this current moment?
We've always found royalties appealing because we did the K92 royalty back in 2016. We actually at one point owned 25% of K92, 0.5% life of mine, and 8,000 ounces of stream. We just got distracted on gold mining because there was a window there to buy big secondhand gold mines at cents in the dollar. And but we always wanted to go back, and but having that platform with our own portfolio to roll in for equity or to acquire, just look, it's the best business in the world. It is really amazing, like the appetite, the margins, the longevity of our royalties versus our competition. Because a lot of our competition, Alistair, they've got step downs, they've got buyback options, they've got caps on their royalties. Our motto is buy big royalties, long life, with the will go for many, many years. And that's why we did that beautiful 4.8% KEFI royalty with Harry. Very excited. That's without a doubt the best undeveloped gold mine in Africa.
And you're quite prepared to go all the way around the world, too, aren't you? I mean, you mentioned KEFI in Ethiopia. There's this new Asian royalty that you've purchased. You've got some in North America. So, do you have any limits on where you'll go?
Well, it's funny because I thought we'd never do a royalty in Canada because it is the most competitive space alongside Australia, and we just did one. But yeah, we will go anywhere. We had a team in Senegal the other week. I'm not sure if we'll do that one, but yeah. So where are we? We're in Brazil. We're in America, Finland. Where else are we? We're in Ethiopia, Central Asia, and Canada. It's amazing, right? We're like those back. You remember the old days when people used to backpack around the world when they'd take a year off school and they'd put all the badges on the flags on the back of their backpack? We're like that, you know, and I'm sure we'll have another five flags in the next 6 months.
And you also take equity positions as well in certain cases. Tell us a little bit about what that entails.
I think the client loves that, right? Because like with KEFI, we've taken $2 million in the two rounds that Harry's done it. We didn't take an equity stake in Caribou because Lester's all set. But yeah, we will always look for an equity option and also put that equity down before we paper up the royalty. And the client loves that because it shows that we move quickly, we're showing our support. And we also want the leverage and the equity exposure, just like when we did the K92 royalty. Boy, if we'd stuck with that one, yeah, we'd be, yeah. Be pretty exciting times, but you know, K92 gave us a taste of how to run a royalty business, and what to do and what not to do. Because you know, I think K92, our partners that we're not no longer involved with, we're just too onerous when things start to go wrong. And that's a whole point of us is mining operators will have problems along the way, and we're here as partners, not as you know, suddenly getting the knife out and making life difficult for them. So yeah, we're very up. I guess that comes from being the fact that we are miners, you know, and we understand the pressures that they're under. And that's why I think our phone's ringing because they know we're fair dinkum.
Yeah, so you can provide finance, know-how, and a bit of a helping hand if required.
Yeah, and we don't even require a board seat. You know, we're there to help. We're there to think, how can we get you from point A to point B? How can we make you a successful listed company? How can we get involved as a shareholder? And how can we fast track your project and hopefully in the next 6 months be producing? So very excited, Alistair, and you at Vox have been amazing supporters of ours, and just want to thank you very much for all the support you guys have given us.
No, it's a pleasure. And I'd like to thank you too for this amazing hat that you've sent me, Jeremy. I'm enjoying wearing it. It covers the fact that I'm a bit sparse on top and it helps me present the good name of a good company out into the wider world. So very good to talk to you today, Jeremy. And you know, all the best with your plans and $7,000 gold. Let's hope that's a prediction that turns out to be correct.
Thanks so much, Alistair. You look great, mate, and perfect for this coming summer.
Cheers, Jeremy.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.